This is Coffee at KYUK, a conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee. I'm Samantha Watson and I'm here live in the studio with Joy Anderson and Lillian Apollike of Bethel Pickleball Club. Welcome, Lillian and Joy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are here. I'm so excited that you're here because I'm someone who's pickleball curious, and this is also, we're here to talk about a special event that's coming up, and it's also kind of, as I understand it, kind of marking this kind of rise of pickleball in Bethel, or a year of pickleball in Bethel. But could you tell me a little bit about what's coming up in April?
Sure. So, you know, we are marking our 1 year of survival in Bethel anniversary. It's our first annual pickleball tournament, April 17th to the 18th. It's just really like a celebration of like where the club has come from. You know, this idea from Dr. Compton, who brought it from his vacation to Bethel and just said, hey, I have a great idea. And it just kind of like launched into this, you know, gathering of people that are from so many different levels in life of pickleball, and just coming together to kind of celebrate what we marked and put together. So, yeah, that's our tournament for April 17th to the 18th.
So exciting. And what, can you tell me a little bit about the tournament? Is it something beginners can join in? Is it kind of for that core group, and can people watch?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So April 17th is the beginners tournament. So someone that's probably very new to pickleball, if they don't have a partner, we can partner them with someone. All levels are invited. So April 17th is for beginners. Spectators are welcome. It's all free for spectators. And then on April 18th is our intermediate an advanced tournament. So that one on Friday is from 6 to 9, and from Saturday is from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And so from the levels that you're at, you can sign up for the tournament, and all people are welcome to come and watch. You know, it's free at the Armory.
So cool. And could you tell me a little, as you mentioned, this started a year ago, somebody, you know, it was an individual's idea, it sounds like. Could you tell me a little bit about the origin story of Bethel Pickleball Club?
Sure. Like Lillian said, Dr. Compton brought the idea to Bethel. LKSD was very gracious to be our first location. We were meeting in the cafeteria for a bit during summer break. We also formed a nonprofit so that we would be able to apply for funding to support the pickleball club. So we are operating as a 501c3. We were able to apply for one of the City of Bethel's grants, and that has helped us be able to pay to rent space. It's very open and welcoming. Whenever anybody new shows up that doesn't know how to play pickleball, the regular members or players are very gracious to show them how to play. We've also had kids coming recently with their parents who have really gotten into playing as well, and so we have some times where the adults take a bit of a break and the kids are playing, and it's a very welcoming environment, easygoing. And we're hoping that we'll be able to expand and maybe partner with schools and offer some lessons in the future for kids as well.
Yeah, and I think also, like Joy was mentioning, the partnership is really important. It's not just an activity where, you know, you're learning a sport. It really is a social activity where people are there, you know, connecting with people. It's funny enough, the last time, maybe a month ago, we had someone that came out and he had mentioned that he was looking for a job, and someone that was playing pickleball was like, oh yeah, put in your application, I'm the manager. So it's really interesting that, you know, people are connecting, you know, on a social level. We've met, you know, teachers that came here first time, and they all came and drove to the movie theater and learned pickleball. So we have OCS workers that have come like during their break. So many, you know, when you work at like just the hospital, sometimes maybe you're just in a silo where all we know is the YK people. But, you know, pickleball allows me to meet like so many different people, like age groups and different levels. And you get to connect with them. And, you know, you get to meet people like Dean, who works here in the radio station. And from there, we started to learn how to do music together. So pickleball really is a way to connect, you know, the community. And I was telling before that now that I've learned pickleball, I use it like as an excuse to, when I go on different vacations to different cities like Seattle and Orlando, I'll connect with those pickleball people and learn their styles and bring it back, say, hey, this is what they do in Seattle. So it's not just a pickleball sport. It's really a connecting of different minds coming together, and the pickleball is the sole source of why you guys came together. So it's really a great activity for all ages and all levels of life.
Yeah, I was doing a little bit of research before, because I was like, I feel like pickleball feels like a very new sport. Like, I think it just has taken off, or there's been a lot of buzz. But it seems like it was maybe created around, like, the 60s. And a lot of, like, the headlines say, like, it was invented by three dads. And I haven't fact-checked that. But I was like, oh, that feels like it makes sense. Because, like you're saying, I feel like its reputation is it's very accessible. There's, like, a lot of ages. Like, I feel like I first learned about it because my friend's parents were super into it, and then she started going, and then they started playing together, and it just seems like it's kind of built in to the fabric. Like, when you think about pickleball across communities, I feel like it's not specific to age or to anything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, for anyone who's listening who maybe doesn't know what pickleball is, could you describe the sport? And, yeah, I'm also curious, as you mentioned, this tournament, there'll be doubles, or do you typically play in Bethel? Like, how many people?
Yeah, so we primarily play in doubles, and the tournament too will be in doubles. So you have an opportunity to either do mixed if you want a man and a woman, or you can have, you know, man and a man, and a woman and a woman. So those different options are available on the category. Actually, Dr. Compton told a story about where pickleball started. It actually was started near Seattle, like, turn of the century, like, bored, everyone was, you know, in their yard learning a new sport. And you were right, a dad came to his kids and he told them, hey, all we have is table tennis rackets, and then they had the tennis court, and then that's how pickleball really got started. So Dr. Compton is really into history. He could probably tell you a better story. But yeah, the tournament side, it's doubles. You can actually sign up for it through...
Yes, you can sign up online.
We have the posting on our pickleball Facebook page, yes. Or also, we can connect you to our founder's phone number, and Joy will get that for you. But yeah, pickleball, it really transcends, you know, age, gender, you know, if you're in shape or not. It really is a very easy sport to learn. I know for me, I had one of my pharmacists that was like, "Hey, just come out to this new sport in Bethel," and I tried it first day, and I was addicted. It really is one of those sports, like, you just look forward to, like, okay, it's been a stressful day. Got to go play pickleball. Get the hang out.
Yeah. Are you able to name, like, what about it hooked you in? Like, is it, yeah, is it the sport, like, the physicality of it, or is it, like you're saying, that community nature? Like, yeah, what about it made you be like, okay, I got to come back?
I think initially what got me into it was that, you know, we had people that were, like, so many levels, the advanced people, they really, like, saw that where you were at, and they slowed down and taught you, like, how the rules are, or, like, if they saw that you were new, they would slow down the serve so you could practice more. And then once they saw that you were good, they're like, all right, time to get to work. But I think that's what really got me into it, was, like, all the players were, like, very respectful of where you're at in learning, and they were, like, taking time to teach you. And I think that just really, anywhere you go in pickleball, that's kind of, like, where you're at in the sport, is, like, you have seasoned people that want you to be part of the sport so that you can enjoy it, and you tell other people, so then, you know, more people are involved in it. And it really has become, like, this really community of people that we have pickleball, and, oh, such and such is getting married. Oh, we're all, like, just so into it. It really has become, like, this self-community inside Bethel.
Yeah. Joy, have you found that? Or what was your intro to pickleball?
The same as Lillian. I heard it was happening. I kept wanting to go and check it out. I eventually did. It was really fun. I'm not very athletic, so the fact that I was able to pick it up was really encouraging. Now, some people started as beginners, but now they're really good, like Lillian. But other people, like me, or maybe mostly me, I wouldn't say I've gotten really good or that good, but it's still a lot of fun, and I'm still able to participate and play. And for anyone out there who is good and is worried about playing with beginners, I think we keep the games moving pretty efficiently, and the way people come on and off the court, you're able to definitely get playing time with people at your level. So it's great for beginners, and it's great for people who are intermediate or more advanced. We do play right now 3 times a week, Tuesday nights from 6 to 9, Fridays from 6 to 9, and Saturdays from 12 to 6, mm-hmm. all at the Armory. There is a slight cost of $10 each time you attend, or you can pay $150 for the year. But if anybody, if you think price would be a challenge, if you just talk to one of the board members, myself, Lillian, Dr. Compton, or
Eliza,
mm-hmm. We will definitely work something out for you. So cost should not be a barrier to anybody checking it out.
Awesome. And you also have Dr. Compton's phone number, too, so that if you wanted anyone that wanted to get more information about the tournament or about the prices or paying for the tournament as well, too, Dr. Compton has his phone number on the flyer if you want to give it out.
Yes, you can just text 907-201-1799.
Awesome. Wonderful. Yeah, and I love that this is a one-year birthday celebration, too. And as you're saying, like, the survival of the sport, I feel like when you start something, and especially in small communities, you're always kind of not sure, especially when it's bringing something new, like how it's going to, if it's going to flourish. Yeah, what does that mean? Also, just like, you know, it's the sport that you're saying you've come to love, like to see it kind of be, you know, established here and like, you know, going forward into maybe the next years, like how is it, I don't know, how does that feel to kind of pass this milestone marker?
Feels great to say that we were there in the beginning. Like, I can see it, like, in 10 years when, you know, the gym that we're all waiting for to expand their 3 courts and then have pickleball, and you see the kids that are coming in and playing. You can say, like, we were there in the beginning, like, when pickleball came. And so I think that's just a great feeling. I think that's just kind of speaks to the state of where Bethel is. You can essentially do anything you want in Bethel. You just really need to have the motivation, and you really have to just say, okay, I'm going to take on this project, and it'll grow eventually. You just the support will be there, and this is the type of community that supports you in anything you do. You just have to be the one that says, I'm gonna do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and as you're saying, you know, you play 3 times a week. Yeah. Which is so awesome. And are you finding, like, is it, can people kind of drop into one, like, a month? Is that kind of what you're also seeing, or is it kind of like, you know, a core group, you know, yeah, for people who might be interested?
Yeah, I mean, we have our core group, but people come sometimes, you know, either they're here for a season, you know, with either at the hospital or teaching. But you always see them coming in like a year later, like, oh, yeah, I remember you when you came in mm-hmm. from Minnesota. So we do have our people that are like, if they just have something in Bethel, they'll just drop in. Usually they'll see something on Facebook, or they'll Google pickleball in Alaska, and Bethel pickleball will come up. So we'll put, it will show like our schedule. So we'll see people come in just randomly. That will come yeah. in. But people come, they can come and go as they want. Joy was saying, we have 3 days a week, so that allows, you know, our core people and new people to come and go as much as they want to. I mean, but there's always going to be somebody there to teach them.
Right. Yeah, I love that. I think that's what's really special about community sports that I hadn't experienced until moving to Bethel, of it is like the group teaching itself, or people teaching each other. And like you're saying, Joy, it's also like sometimes the better people are teaching the newer people so they can have people to play with. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, maybe a little selfish, but no, it's very actually generous and wonderful.
It's so satisfying because it's like, okay, remember when Liam just came and now he's like amazing that serves? So I think that's really like that self-satisfying feeling. Like, I remember when they just started and now they're amazing. So I'm always like watching. I remember how we were like a year ago, and like Joy was saying, like, we were all very like new and timid, and now like they're amazing, and you're like, how are you doing your serve like that? But it's like over practice, and you know, they got into a sport that I really like encourage them to move to another level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to encourage people to come out, we also have all the equipment, so you don't need to buy a paddle or balls or anything like that before you come out. We have all that there. So really just come, with your $10 in play, or get in touch with one of us if you need a little financial sponsorship, and then come out and play.
Wonderful. And in our last few minutes here, could I have you both run over the details again of the dates of the tournament and, yeah, where people can get involved?
Sure. So the first annual pickleball tournament is April 17th to the 18th. April 17th is for beginners, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Armory. You can sign up or give us a text at Dr. Compton's number again, and we'll give that out at the end. You can sign up. It's $30 per person per category. It is mixed doubles or men's and women's doubles. And then on April 18th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Armory is the intermediate and advanced. Again, it's $30 per person per category. If you don't have a partner, you can sign up and we can find a partner for you. Spectators can attend for free at the Armory. It is free for anyone to come see. So definitely if it's the first time you've heard about pickleball or you just want to see a community event in town, we definitely encourage anyone in town to come see it at the Armory on April 17th to the 18th. And the phone number again is?
You can text 907-201-1799 for information on how to sign up. You can also find us on Facebook. Our group is called Bethel Pickleball Club. And if you're in town, we hope to see you on Friday when that's the next time we'll be playing from 6 to 9 at the Armory. And also, if you just are looking for a great cause to donate to help people have something safe and fun to do in Bethel, we are a 501c3, so you can make a donation as well.
Wonderful. Well, Joy and Lillian, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was me, Samantha Watson, speaking with Joy Anderson and Lillian Apollike about Bethel Pickleball and this upcoming tournament. Thanks so much for tuning in.
This is Coffee at KYUK.